Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pasyatya Desatai Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm sure you're all very eager for prasadam, which is one of the, it's one third of the process, chanting the holy names of the Lord, dancing and taking Krishna prasadam. But because I was very sweetly ordered, I have to fulfill my service. Today is, I guess we could say, a very historical time in Lord Chaitanya's desire to spread Krishna consciousness, as we've seen the two very prominent sampradayas, the Brahma Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Sri Sampradaya Ramanujacharya, uniting together in one under the banner of glorifying the Lord by chanting the holy names of the Lord. And I was just thinking how happy and how pleased how Srila Prabhupada is by this wonderful occasion of all the devotees coming here to Sri Rangam Kshetra, taking darshan of the deities and reawakening Lord Chaitanya's mood here in Sri Rangam Kshetra. So much so that that reawakening actually inspired very leading personalities in the Sri Sampradaya to actually come and give their blessings, give their heartfelt appreciation. And very much say that Lord Ranganath is pleased. Lord Ranganath is actually pleased by the devotees. And of course, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who is exemplary in his devotional qualities. There are many great devotees, and there are many categories of great devotees. But in my, you say, experiences, associations, and realizations in the association of Radhanath Maharaj, I have never seen him deviate at all once from the principle of service to the Vaishnavas, exemplary devotional qualities, and selfless service. And there are many devotees who can, as Maharaj was giving another example how devotees are can be very exemplary when things are going good. But when things are difficult, or when there is reverses, or when there is, what we say, pressures coming externally and also difficulties from the physical body, how other devotees may find a decrease in their enthusiasm. But Maharaj is always increasing, no matter what the situation is. And that's rare. That is very rare to see that. And especially in Kali Yuga. Especially in Kali Yuga, where there are so many difficulties. So we have, as Maharaj was saying, in general, to appreciate devotees, but I think our deep, heartfelt appreciation is Maharaj, because what he is doing and how he is spreading Krishna consciousness and pleasing Srila Prabhupada is really, really exemplary. Really, really exemplary. And we're all benefited by his pure devotion and his selfless service and his unalloyed to surrender to the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was just thinking what to say, speak on, and I don't really had any, nothing really, you know, sometimes you're sitting there and you're trying to think, okay, I'm going to speak. But nothing really came. And I was thinking, maybe Krishna doesn't want me to speak. But then again, I was thinking that so much a part of this program is the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And how precious this is. How precious this is. Sometimes, many times, people in general don't appreciate the simple process of chanting and dancing. Sometimes devotees don't really understand how powerful and how important and how, what we say, spiritually potent this process is. As His Holiness, the Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya, was saying that in this age, and karma, jnana, and so many vratas, and so many austerities, and so many pujas, and so many things have all been dispensed with. Because in this age, these are not the process, and no one can actually perform these processes properly. But in this age, Lord Chaitanya has made it so easy. Just chant the holy names of the Lord. Purify your life. When Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, after some time Lord Nityananda joined him in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Nityananda so much wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. Their love for each other was practically impossible to describe. How much they loved each other so deeply. And Lord Nityananda wanted to be so much with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya called him aside one day and he said, you know, I am here in Jagannath Puri, but there is nobody spreading the Harinam Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. So please take your devotees and go to Sri Navadvip and begin the Harinam Sankirtan program and preach the glories of Sanatan Dharma. So, of course, with great emotion, anticipating the separation of Lord Chaitanya, but still, because of devotion and dedication to Lord Chaitanya's instructions, Lord Nityananda took his devotees, who are all cowherd boys. Lord Nityananda is Sri Balaram. He's Balaram who has come again. Actually, there's no difference between Balaram and Lord Nityananda. It's explained that anyone who makes a distinction between these two personalities is called an atheist, a prashandi, one who actually has no faith. Can you imagine? We see two different forms, but actually they're the same person. Balaram has manifested himself in a most merciful form as Sri Nityananda. And what is Balaram? He's a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, associates with Lord Sri Krishna in Vrindavan Dham with all his cowherd friends. So Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, please go and spread the Sankirtan movement in Navadvipa. So he took all his cowherd boys, friends, who were, again, appeared in the form of his associates in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. And they left. And he began the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And they were chanting and dancing on their way to Navadvipa. And they got so absorbed in the Harinam Sankirtan that they forgot where they were going. They didn't forget where they were going. They forgot the direction they were supposed to go in. And after some time, they looked around and they were lost. They realized, we don't know which way it is to Navadvip. So they asked someone. And they said, oh, you have to go 6 miles in the other direction to get to the trail to go to Navadvip. So they turned around, went 6 miles. Finally, they were in the right direction again. They were going and they were chanting and dancing. They got so absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And again, they forgot which way we're supposed to go. And so they asked again. And someone said, the Ganges is 20 miles that way. You have to follow the route to the Ganges. That will lead you to Navadvipa. So again, they reversed directions, began the Harinam Sankirtan, and headed to Navadvipa. And they were chanting and dancing. They became so absorbed. And some of the associates of Lord Nityananda were Abhiram Gopal, Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur, what a personality he had. He had a whip. It's called Jai Mangala. And anybody he hit with that whip would get pure love of God. But there was another side. He didn't like anything pretentious. So sometimes pundits or Brahmins, they would worship shalagram. But some of these stones that they were worshiping were not actually shalagrams. So he would pay his obeisances to these shalagrams, and if they weren't actually genuine shalagram shilas, they would crack, break. That was his power. And if he decided to pay obeisances to anyone, and if that person was not a pure devotee, they would die. You have to be careful when you were around Abhiram Thakur. If he thought you were a pure devotee. So this was the quality of Abhiram Thakur. Who was he? He was Sridham. Sridham, come again. One of the most prominent of all cowherd boys of Vrindavan Dham. And he was there along with Nityananda. Finally, after some time of chanting and dancing, they arrived at the house of Raghava Pandit. And Raghava Pandit came out to greet them. And Lord Nityananda said to Raghava Pandit, make me a garland of kadamba flowers. And Raghava Pandit said, well, my dear Lord, this is not the season for kadamba flowers. I have a tree in the backyard, but there's no kadamba flowers at this time. He said, go back there and check. Just see. So he went back, and on the lemon tree, there were kadamba flowers. So he picked the kadamba flowers, made a garland from kadamba flowers from the lemon tree, and he gave it to Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was very pleased. And then all of a sudden, everyone started to smell the scent of Dhammanaka flowers. Now, Dhammanaka flowers was one of Lord Chaitanya's favorite flower. And they usually grow in the area of Puri, not in the area of Navadvip. So everyone was smelling these Dhammanaka flowers. But Lord Chaitanya wasn't there. Everybody was smelling. Lord Nityananda knew that Lord Chaitanya had secretly, without anyone being able to see, except Lord Nityananda and very, very intimate devotees, that Lord Chaitanya had actually joined the Sankirtan party. It says that Lord Chaitanya would be in four places. You could always find him in four places. One, wherever Lord Nityananda danced, wherever Sachi Mata cooked, wherever, who else, what was the other two? At the house of Srivas Thakur for Sankirtan. And what was the last one? The house of Raghava Pandit, yeah. Two reasons to be there. So again, Lord Nityananda began his Sankirtan. And he was chanting and dancing and chanting, and the kirtan just kept going and going and going and going. And all the devotees were becoming mad, just chanting and dancing the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Binna Twam, Nami Nami No. The name of the Lord and the Lord Himself are non-different. And when there's pure chanting of the Lord's name, the Lord actually appears in the kirtan. Of course, Lord Nityananda was already there. And the kirtan was going on and on and on, and the devotees were becoming completely mad. So much so that in their madness, they started to climb trees. And they were climbing out the trees, they were going onto the branches and dancing. We're waiting for this to happen in Radha Gopinath Yatra. I'm sure it'll happen sooner or later. Because I've never seen such kirtans anywhere, except in Radha Gopinath enthusiasm. So the devotees, they kept dancing, and they were going out to the very end of the branches, right, with a very thin, very small twigs, and they were dancing on the end of the twigs, and the branches weren't even breaking. And someone, one devotee, he just became so mad. He just dived off the tree and said, "I am Angada!" And just dived down. Angada was a monkey soldier in one of Ram's armies. Just became mad. People were revealing other things during that kirtan. And then the kirtan just kept going on and on and on. And then there were some other trees, smaller trees. And devotees were grabbing the trees and dancing with the trees and uprooting the trees. And this kirtan just kept going and going and going. And finally, the villagers, they were starting to see something wonderful has happened. So they started to come. And the little children from the village, they joined the kirtan. And they started to dance. And they were dancing. And they were picking up trees too. Everyone had become so empowered that even these little kids were picking up trees and dancing with them. Can you imagine the power of Krishna's holy name? How it can invest within the heart and minds of the dancer and chanter? Nothing can stop this movement. The holy name is all powerful. Sometimes we think, no, the world is so polluted, it's so demoniac, it's so, you know, overrun with demoniac kings and rulers and armies and bombs. But the holy name can wipe all that away. It's just, with Lord Chaitanya's mercy and the pure chanting of the devotees of the Lord, can push back the tide of Kali Yuga. This is the astra in this age to purify the world, to purify the hearts of the living entities. And this kirtan went on for 3 months. Nobody ate. I know you're all hungry. Nobody slept. And it's explained, nobody even was thirsty. They just forgot everything. They forgot their bodies. They forgot their minds. They forgot everything. They got so absorbed in chanting in the holy names of the Lord, that's all there was. It was like Vaikuntha. The spiritual world had manifested. Lord Nityananda had brought the whole spiritual world simply by his presence and the enthusiastic chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hey Krishna! Hey Krishna! 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 Hare! Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ke. I think after the end of 3 months they took prasad. So I'm not going to delay my lecture too long, because I know you're all hungry, and also there's a wonderful program coming up after today's prasadam. So thank you very much. Continue to remain enthusiastic. Give your mercy to the residents of this area. I'm sure they're all amazed to have you here. Be kind, be humble, be courteous, be friendly, and most of all, be Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki.